Maui-based pilot volunteers are timed to fly around the islands and deliver cargo the islands won't accommodate. HPR's Catherine Kluwet-Pechtel caught up with her as she landed on Molokai.
Tessa Coulter cuts the engine of her little yellow Cessna 150 and hops out onto the tarmac. Unusual cargo is normal for her. This time, her passengers have hooves.
We have two baby goats that are coming over to a new home. They're from Upolu, Big Island.
Coulter is a commercially licensed pilot who volunteers her time and her own plane to fly animals, farm produce, school supplies, and other cargo.
It's really difficult to get animals between the islands because you can't fly anything exotic on an airline. Cats and dogs only. So even though these guys are totally fine to travel, they would have to do cargo. Cargo typically is like drop them off the night before. They sit in a crate. No food, no water, no nothing. And so it's just really, really stressful on the animals. So it's easy just to throw them in the back of the plane.
Most of the animals she flies are rescues.
A lot of times it's because a shelter is overwhelmed or just doesn't have the resources, especially Maui after the fires. We were trying to get animals out left and right. We flew a cockatoo. The guy was moving after the fires, lost his job, and none of the airlines would fly the cockatoo. So we're like, oh, we'll put him in the back.
Bianca Vasquez is another Maui-based female pilot who often flies co-pilot with Coulter. She's training for her instrument rating.
The fun part, too, is I could use the flight hours because I'm training. So instead of flying an empty plane and just, you know, building the time, we're using it to help out other people.
From guinea pigs to locally grown pumpkins, the little yellow plane has carried it all.
We flew a one-legged rooster named IHOP. Yeah, gosh, we've flown cockatoos, parakeets, goats, done tons of cats, dogs. Actually, last trip we went to Upolu, we had about 50 pounds of durian in the back.
Over the summer, they flew donated school supplies for Keiki on Molokai and Lanai. In the aftermath of the Maui wildfires, Coulter loaded up her plane every day to fly into Kapalua with food and essentials for fire victims.
We really, really realized how important aviation is here in Hawaii. We got there and we're like, who do we hand stuff to? And they're like, we don't know. You know, National Guard's not here. FEMA's not here. Red Cross isn't here. It was amazing to see the whole aviation community mobilize.
Coulter took her first Discovery flight in 2019 and was hooked. She immediately signed up for flight lessons and bought her plane about 2.5 years ago. Vasquez got her start in aviation through the Civil Air Patrol. Now she wants to inspire Keiki they can do it too.
This is possible. Like, you can totally do this. I know it may seem hard, it may seem like unfeasible or just super far-fetched, but I was also there a couple years ago. I'm first-generation college student, first-generation pilot. I would have never thought that this world was available.
Coulter and Vasquez are working to create a nonprofit called the Little Yellow Plane Project to support their volunteer work. In the meantime, they both have other full-time jobs and throttle up the plane in their spare time.
Clear prop.
Catherine Kluwet-Pechtel, HPR News.